Hey you, how you going? Welcome to Open Source Growth, and you're here with Dean Denny, founder and director of Owen Denny Digital, Australia's top-ranked SaaS marketing agency. And in today's podcast episode, we're going to stray away from marketing. We're going to stray away from copywriting. We're going to stray away from all the things that you will normally want to aspire to and wish to listen to on this podcast, and we're going to geek out over that thing that I am 100% tragic for, which is personal development. And what today's episode is all about are vision boards. Now, if you've developed a vision board in your time, or if you don't even know what a vision board is, we're going to go through that in today's podcast. We're going to understand why would you create a vision board, what is at play when you create a vision board. Is there some like psychological phenomena? Is it the law of attraction? Why would you do such a thing? And we're gonna also unpack why Ivan and I just created a personal vision board for myself, but in fact a couple's vision board for myself and my beautiful wife Hannah. Why have we done this? What direction are we going, and how is it all tracking along? Now, if you haven't already, and if you do wish to grow your business from 7 to 8 figures and 8 figures and beyond, feel free to hit that subscribe button, like this episode on the platform that you're consuming this beautiful podcast on, and let's just get straight to it. So, a few months back, Hannah and I have been back and forth in regards to what does the direction of our life look like, and we've got a few things in the fire. You know, there's a part of us who wish to, you know, to build the big home and live out the big Australian dream. You know, there's a part of me which wants to do something completely different. I want to have an apartment overseas, or I want to have all these different businesses, and a home's not a massive priority. So, as you can imagine, when you're in a relationship, or especially if you're in a marriage, and if you have a differing point of view and, say, a differing vision, there's going to be a whole lot of conflict. Now, in the context of my marriage with Hannah, I would be working in my own room and I would have my own vision board. But my vision board, and I'll tell you what a vision board is very quickly in a sec, my vision board would be perched behind my desk. Now, if you are new to this whole concept of personal development and personal growth and the art of working on yourself to become the biggest and best version of who you truly could be, you may be across the concept of what a vision board is. Now, if you haven't, just go pick up a copy of The Secret or Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, or any of the modern abundance and prosperity literature, you know, like The Success Principles by Jack Canfield, or any of those modern, you know, law of attraction type books. Because what a vision board is, put simply, is that think about what you want for your life, and then map your life out on a big board or a big piece of paper. So, for instance, you may do a goal setting exercise and be like, hey, I want to lose 10 kilos. I want to be able to run a half marathon. I want to propose to my husband or my wife. I want to have a baby. I want to travel to Africa, or I want to buy a jet ski, or I want a trophy home in Toorak, or whatever, right? What you basically do with this vision board is, based on the goals you've established, is that you take the goals from your goal setting workshop, and they can be anything, like it is your vision, remember, it is your rodeo at the end of the day, and you literally encode that into an A2 or an A3 piece of paper, and you find pictures to represent your goals, right? So, you know, in my case, I've got this big cork board, which is about an A2 or even an A1 size. I have literally clippings of cars, and I've got clippings of, you know, of properties or, you know, awards or, you know, things that I want to do, holidays, family, etc., bloody, bloody, blah. You know, like, whatever my dream is, it's my dream, it's not yours, no judgment, right? And I wouldn't be judging yours. But the point is, right, is that you take this vision board and you put it somewhere that you simply cannot see it, right? Now, the reason why you put this vision board somewhere you simply cannot see it, there's like two schools of thought, right? If you have this vision board up, and it's first things first, you're going to look at it all the time because that's the dream life you want to live. But number two, whether you believe it or not, the law of attraction has worked for me, and I'm going to give you some reasons why it does. If you have never heard of the law of attraction, it's simply you become what you think about all day long. And if you hold something at the forefront of your mind and you labor with your thoughts and you focus your energy on the fulfillment of a common goal and things like that, what you start to see around you are the solutions to making these things happen. Now, there are some very, there's some metaphysical explanations for why this works, but there are also some very scientific explanations for why this works as well. I'm not going to step into the metaphysical, I'm not entirely sure how to best communicate this, but from my understanding, what we see as humans is that in order for us to be able to properly act and properly achieve, you need to consume information. You need to consume either inspiration or information. That needs to percolate through your conscious mind. If something stays and is held in your conscious mind for long enough, it becomes part of your subconscious mind. Now, more often than not, 80 to 90% of all active productivity that comes from a human is all subconscious. So long story short, if you can change the way you think from a conscious perspective and that then permeates into your subconscious mind, that'll drive all the action in your life. So often when it comes to my life's not working out so well, the first thing you look at is what information are you consuming and then what actions are you running around with. If you're not consuming good information and you're not acting congruently in the accordance with your dream, no wonder your life fucking sucks. Like, it's really freaking simple. Anyway, the whole point of having this vision board is to consume what you want out of life consciously. So then it motivates you and spurs you into action, and it starts asking you, what do you need to become, or what do you need to do, the old Zig Ziglar, be do, so you can order, in order so you can have what you truly want, right? Now, that's basically the long and short of how these vision board things work. So for instance, you may not have the dream car, but then it asks you, okay, what can I do to get one step ahead to get closer to acquiring my dream car? I might take it for a test drive this weekend. Okay, I've taken it for a test drive. How am I going to afford the down payment? Okay, now I've afforded the down payment. How can I make the finance happen? You know, one step at a time, you can make your dreams come true. And I'm a massive proponent and advocate for this with the vision board. But I've found it very interesting because when Hannah looked at my vision board, she came into my room one day and she was deeply critical of things. And, you know, I'm not going to try and justify me for being me at any given time. But what she identified was that my vision board was established in about 2018, well before COVID, well before Hannah and I met, well before we got married. Definitely a long time before that. And what we started to experience in our relationship concurrently was we kept on trying to figure out what the hell we wanted to do in life. And without a dialogue, without a proper goal setting framework, without all this stuff, if you're in a relationship and you and your partner can't get on the same page, you know what it's like. You literally are banging your head against the wall every single moment of the day. You want to go do one thing, they want to go do another. It's really chaotic. But what, in my infinite wisdom, Hannah and I decided, you know what? You know why this sucks? We don't actually have a visual representation of what our life looks like together. And it, I'm a visual person, and so is Hannah. And for some reason, we both agreed. Hang on a second. We don't have a common set of goals. We don't have a common vision for our life. What do we want our life to look like? So, you know, I sat Hannah down and we got my vision board and we just completely leveled it. Like, absolutely nothing on that vision board remained the same. And then we asked ourselves, what do we want in the next year? What do we want in the next 3 years? What do we want in the next five? What do 10 years look like from now? What do 20 years look like from now? And we started developing a story that we would make come true. You know, okay, we, you know, hypothetically, I'm just going to give you an example. Just say you and your partner are talking about, we might want to go to Bali next year. And then, you know, we want to buy a house, or then you may want to go and buy a next investment property, and then you want to buy, say, like the dream car, or you know, you wanted to win an award, or this, that, and the third. Basically, what we did was we tailored a story for in, you know, 5 year intervals from what we want to achieve within the next year, what we want to achieve in the next five, what we want to achieve in the next 10, and what we want to achieve in the next 20, 25 plus. And then we went nuts. We got clippings out. We went this. We went and just went crazy. All colorful things from magazines. Cool artwork. All sorts of crazy shit. And we built this magnificent couple's vision board. Now, what's freaking crazy about this vision board now is that it's kind of the best kind of vision board. Now, one of the problems I've always had with vision boards in the past is that, yeah, they're your dreams and you need to hold yourself accountable. But as humans, we are emotional first and we back everything up with freaking rational thought. But what's interesting when you have a couple's vision board is that you have your partner holding you accountable to making the dreams come true. And you have this beautiful thing called guilt if you don't. Guilt's a powerful force. Like, I'm a huge advocate for getting guilt to drive you to action. I'm a huge advocate, well, not with your employees, obviously, but what I'm saying in your own personal life is if you can guilt yourself into doing this right, you're doing okay. Like, sometimes you have to embrace your dark side to get yourself over the line to your form of greatness, right? But long story short, right? We agreed on this vision board. We put this vision board into play. It's in a prominent location in the living room, so we can never escape the frickin' thing. And what's interesting now is that we look at the vision board every day, and we're actively now having conversations about our life. As soon as we built this vision board, we now have a dialogue and we now have a story that we are going to make come true. It's going to be a quote-unquote a dream come true, this life that we're building. Now, it's not just the items, it's also the life events, it's the where do we want to be, who do we want to be with, how many children do we want to have, what sort of cars do we want, what sort of money do we want to be earning, etc., etc. It's actually all coming together. And because of the fact, and this is where a lot of people go wrong with vision boards, is that when you build a vision board for yourself, you may look at it once in a while, but you're never really having a conversation around your goals and your dreams. But when you've got your partner involved and you've got a coupled shared vision for your life, guess what? You're always talking about it. You're always trying to figure out a way to make it happen. You're always thinking about how can we inch further forward in our lives to get where we want to go and who we can want to, who do we need to be in order to get where we need to be? You know what I'm saying? So what I would recommend is that if you are in a couple, make this a priority. It's going to allow for a lot of dust to settle. It will remain true as like your true north. What are you aspiring to? What is our mission? What is our vision for our life? And it's going to eradicate a whole lot of the confusion and the fuck around, which is our emotions taking our visions for a ride. When it's agreed upon, It is the direction you're doing. It's the old Latin word, the word decide, which comes from a Latin derivative of like to cut off from all other options. You've made the decision, you're moving forward, and you're going to make it happen because you've built this vision for yourself. And what's crazy is that we're getting things done. They're happening. They are moving. As soon as we put up this vision board, you wouldn't believe it. We have a conversation every week about it. We talk about what can we do to, you know, move one of these items forward. What can we do to move this item forward? What can we do to move the next item forward? And all of a sudden, the dreams are happening. Things are unfolding, and it's really working for us. Now, that's really it for today's episode. If you want to know anything more about vision boards and personal development and any really good books on this one subject, feel free to hit me up. Shoot me a message on Instagram, which is either Dean Owen Denny. That's, you can just type that out. You can shoot me a message on the page on Instagram, which is Owen Denny Digital. Or alternatively, shoot me an email at dean.denny@owendenny.com, and we'd be more than delighted to point you in the right directions when it comes to building out a vision board. But all I can say is this: after building a vision board with my wife, I simply have not regretted it. We've had less fights, we've had more excitement, and as soon as we start to tick off things on this vision board, you know, that the closing of the loops, the dopamine that runs through your brain, it's freaking amazing. You will buzz and you will think your life has never been better because you literally are living out your dreams. Totally recommend it. Make it happen in your own lives. And if you do it, let me know. I'd love to know what you're all going about and making happen for yourself. It's truly magical and super, super beautiful. Anyway, guys, it's Dean here, founder and director of Owen Denny Digital, and this is Open Source Growth. Thank you so much for listening today, and I hope y'all will be well. Talk soon.